The family of Sueba Mumin, the mother of the missing baby at the Konfanochi Teaching Hospital, has rejected an offer of 50,000 Ghana cedis compensation. According to the spokesperson of the family, Abdul Rahman, they are only interested in the whereabouts of the baby at this point and considers the offer as an insult. The family is expected to meet the Ghana Nurses and Midwives Council again next week after yesterday's meeting ended inconclusively. Abdul Rahman spoke to Radio Ghana.
For the Nursing and Midwifery Council, what they did was to inform the ministry that they need some extension in date to be able to do some diligent work. But for the Medical and Dental Council, they have submitted a detailed report, about 74-page report, and then the ministry is looking at that and make a statement appropriately.
Now, by what you are saying, then, this is the second extension the Nurses and Midwifery Council has asked for. Now, the ministry had already said that it is willing and it is going to do all it can to settle this issue as fast as possible. Is this continuous asking for an extension or delaying the whole process for the ministry?
If the extension is to at least come out with adequate information that will help the ministry, why not? Why wouldn't you allow them? If you force them to just go and do some study work, at the end of the day, you have yourself to be blamed.
Have you had any interactions with the family of Sueba Mumin, whose missing baby has stirred up this whole controversy?
Not yet.
Well, there's been this thing going on that the ministry had sent some people to give some amount of money to the family as in some form of compensation. Is the ministry aware of this?
I've already told you that we've not had any contact with the family, so obviously it's not the ministry of what we are talking about.
Meanwhile, the Nurses and Midwives Council has asked for an extension of time to submit its final report on the missing baby saga. The Health Ministry gave a Dental and Medical Council, as well as the Nurses and Midwives Council, up to the 15th of this month to present their final report on the matter. But the PRO for the Ministry, Tony Goodman, told Radio Ghana that the Dental and Medical Council has presented a full report, but the other council is yet to do so.